In a downtown Charlottesville gym, I'm surrounded by the standard yoga gear, a mat, two foam blocks, a strap, and a blanket. But for the first time in the 10 years that I've taken yoga, a teacher hands me a coaster-sized accessory that I've never seen before. It's called a flip chip.
Good. From here, we're going to go to cat and cow stretch. So cat stretch, you're going to round your back.
That's Nina Jackson. In her other job as a physical therapist, she was seeing patients injured by well-meaning yoga teachers. One might see a new student's hips are too far forward in a posture and then reach to pull those hips back, not knowing the person had a previous injury. So Jackson invented the flip chip to improve student and teacher communication.
And I thought it'd be really good to have the empowerment of the student to say, no, I don't want an assist. It's not for me to decide. Everybody needs an assist.
By showing the side of the chip that says assist, boldly repeated in a circle around the edges, the student gives permission for the teacher to touch him or her to demonstrate the proper position. Or the student can ask for the teacher to only whisper instructions by flipping the chip to the side that has a flower drawing and the small words, no hands-on assist.
You don't feel badly that you're telling her, please don't touch me, because that sounds hostile.
Student Adriana Vito has been taking Jackson's yoga class for a year and a half, but she was nervous to start it because she didn't want to aggravate a previous back injury.
Having the flip chip just makes it so much easier to communicate. It takes away the whole, you know, problem with telling or not telling. You just flip the chip if you want to.
Not just yoga students get injured.
I've had injuries, mostly when I was showing off in a yoga class or not paying attention to my body.
Swami Vidyananda has been practicing yoga since 1969 and now manages a 200-hour teacher training at Yogaville, one of the oldest training centers in the United States, located 40 miles south of Charlottesville. She says that today's yoga postures were developed 5,000 years ago, when yogis were sitting still.
You really start to notice your body's aches and pains. Looking at the animals around them, they observed, well, a cat gets up from a nap, it stretches. It doesn't stretch because somebody told them to, and it doesn't stretch because the cat beside it looks so good stretching. They stretch because they feel good.
Though Swami Vidyananda had never heard of Jackson's flip chip, she thinks it's a, quote, lovely idea. And she supports the student taking back power over his or her own health.
One of the things I would say to yoga teachers right now, leave more quiet time in a pose. We are so fixated on the details, you know, move your little toe 3 degrees to the left of the 42nd parallel and, you know. And the student's so listening to what you're saying and trying to do it, they don't have time to sink in and listen. So letting them sit there and adjust themselves for a while by listening, that's a really key factor in being a safe and effective yoga teacher.
Flip chips are in use by yoga teachers in 28 U.S. states and even on a military base in Japan. This is Lydia Wilson.